The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
That was a great segment, John.
I was just going to say, what did you think, Otto? Tremendous. That guy had so much knowledge, but more importantly, he's created an organization to share it with seniors. For 2004 it was so good of you to explain where we were in 2004 with DOS. I don't even know where we were, to be honest with you. That was hard doing for people back then. Today, maybe for the last 5 years, and I'm just guessing because I'm really not a computer person. For the last 5 years, I think it's easier for a senior to work a computer. I don't know if you'll disagree with me there or not.
No, I'm, as you know, I've been involved with it for a long, long time, because I had no choice. The companies I work for had manual systems, and then we went into technology type systems, as archaic as they might have been at the time. Right. But I was forced to keep up if I wanted to. I was in sales, so in order to keep going, I had to adapt. And looking back in my life, that was probably one of the best things that ever happened. It just made me adapt. You know, some people didn't adapt. They had a choice. I remember a guy, he was insisting on using his 3x5 card for customer records while we were transitioning to using a computer. And he had a computer, the company gave it to him. He left it in the closet. He would never use it. And we said at the last segment, people have a choice. You can make a choice. You're either in or you're out. But like you point out, John, that's a decision. You make a decision, yes or no. No, I don't want to do it. Okay. But I encourage you to make that decision to do it, because there's just so many benefits that it's unbelievable, really. And the ease of using it nowadays is... I don't know anybody that could not use technology today. I mean, it's not that hard. People got to get over the fact that it's hard. It's not hard. You don't have to be a genius to, you go to the supermarket and you stick a card in a machine or you give them a credit card. It's almost as simple as that. You're not doing that much.
You're so right, Otto. And Christina Liu here, I'm just chiming in. I was so, really engaged in his, first of all, he's a wonderful speaker. And, I just see the collaboration that really can be with Project Independence and, the Oat Center, and especially now, right? Because we're preaching, every show we were like a broken record saying the importance of technology, because I see, firsthand all the different programs that we're doing, which now, because of the current situation that we're all in, is now virtual programming. So it's just so important. And I really love the clearness of how he broke it down, was just so, it's because, like I said, everyone's got a different need and something that they're looking at. So just the way he said, you would just really sit down with someone and say, what is your main goal and objective? And then, you could be steered in the direction of what device would fit you best, and having someone that he's coming, he's not, have an ulterior motive where he's getting, paid from one of these other companies. So you can really get, an objective kind of thing, which is nice.
Yeah. And I think that's important, because the first part of technology is the overwhelming, in my opinion, the overwhelming picture that people have of it.
Absolutely.
How complicated is it? how many devices are there out there and how many different kinds of platforms?
Yeah, because that's exactly, that's the most overwhelming piece. For myself, like trying to pick out, you know, when I need to upgrade my laptop or something, you know, you're in the store and you're like, oh, which one should I choose? And this, and this feature, you know, it gets overwhelming. And that, I totally agree with you, is the biggest hurdle to get over, you know, but having someone and being able to have a conversation, you know, because like I said, some people just need it for a simple thing. You know, John's laughing, saying like, he hasn't even like really touched the keyboard of his Apple laptop, you know, so there's different things. And I just want to say, give out the hotline number for the Oat Center. It's 920-666-1959. Of course, if you need that again, you could always just call 311 and I'm sure you're going to see Tom again, because as soon as I'm done with this radio show, I want to like bring back his information to the rest of the team, because I think there's a lot we could do.
You know, just one other point on that whole area. The first problem is, what do I use? It's so complicated. Mm-hmm. And then the second problem is, how do I kickstart this thing? What's the quick start for me? I have a smartphone, I have a tablet, I have a laptop, whatever. And I think that's the next piece that people have to understand, is not that complicated to get started. There are many, many people who can help you get started. And once you start, the rest is easy. Mm-hmm. You know, those first two steps to me are the biggest issue that people probably, now that we're talking out loud about it, the biggest issue that people face. What will I use? What should I use? And then how do I get started? You know, and once you get started, it's really very, very easy. And you can get help with both of those through things like Senior Planet. Frankly, Project Independence will offer some guidance as far as that goes as well. You know, Barbara Melman does a terrific job with Project Independence. She's one person. You know, the needs are so big that it's going to be beyond her being able to keep up with the whole thing. You know, there's just how many people in the North Hempstead area fit this pattern, that where you want to help them get started, a lot, but can't help them all.
No, absolutely.
The other thing you have to take into consideration, you know, people do have adult children. You know, like when I haven't done anything with Project Independence, but it's my younger daughter I go to most of the time with the thing that I have, you know, with my laptop. So when something goes wrong and I don't know what to do, I call her and say, well, you know, what did I do now? It's gone blank. This happened. So now I'm better off with it. And you know, she's like, Dad, look at the thing on the bottom, you know, but almost what Tom was saying. You know, put the arrow down there. It's like, where's the arrow? I can't find an arrow.
I told you last week, Dad.
Exactly. Okay. And then it'll be like, I'm picking up the baby tomorrow, I'll stop by. And then she'll come in. But now I'm only using it for this. I mean it sincerely. I'm using it for Zoom. I pick it up, I charge it, and I have my own Zoom account. She set it up for me. But from any senior, you know, I'm sure I could get more advanced and hook up a printer to it at some point to do whatever, but I don't need to at this point, so I don't really care. But the most important thing, and Christina is saying it, is that someone like Tom, and Otto's saying it, both you guys are saying it, someone like Tom, Barbara Melman, and Project Independence in general can help you stay connected to your children with or without COVID. I mean, COVID will eventually be gone. But all of a sudden, I'm not feeling good, and I just want to say hello to my daughters. It's nice to be able to do a Zoom. I thought you were going to come out for a visit. I'm tired today. Mm-hmm. But you had a conversation. Let me see my grandkids, and they can, you know, jump on the phone. And the other day, my grandson, the six-year-old, Zoomed me to tell me he lost his tooth, and he pushed it out. It was his bottom tooth, and it's making all these faces. You know, pushed it. I pushed it out. Okay. And then at the end of it, my daughter says, do you want to say anything to grandma? I mean, for some reason, they all come to me. And he comes real close to the camera. He says, Grandpa, grandma's a bad apple. And that was the end of the conversation. That's priceless.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, it's like, oh, they were out in Manitowoc at the time. It is totally priceless to turn around. And he was told by his older brother, when you lose a tooth on vacation, you get more money.
Yeah, well, the tooth fairy, I was going to bring that up.
It's travel time, you know.
Oh, my God. But that's priceless. And it sounds terrible. If I died that night, I would have died happy.
No, but you know,
I didn't see anybody.
It's, you know, it's, and like, that's what is so important, because listen, obviously everyone loves to be in person, you know, but having this medium is like the next best thing, you know, because being able to actually see your grandchildren, you know, it's a feeling that you're, you know, you're with them to a certain extent, as opposed to, you know, being on the phone or whatnot. And I think also, like, little kids respond better to a video kind of feature in general. So they're going to be way more animated, you know, talking to you like this than on, you know, on the telephone. I mean, I'm constantly FaceTiming my nieces. They're always, you know, calling me, you know, and it's especially during this time, because you're not seeing them, you know, every day, every weekend or whatever. But it's important. And I just really want to encourage people to just call 311, you know, and if you are unsure of things, you know, as we all keep saying, we're able to help you and kind of facilitate that process. And it's only going to keep happening. You know, we said, and we just had a staff meeting the other day, that yes, this is situation will be over and things will resume in person, but we really want to incorporate keeping this kind of medium, not just because, you know, of COVID, but just because it's reaching people at higher levels. You know, it's actually working even better to a certain extent, because other people who might not have, you know, attended an in-person exercise class or, you know, educational chat that we're doing, are doing it now through, you know, Zoom. And so it's something that we do. And having this feature where we can record it, you know, in the previous segment, Tom had mentioned that, you know, that, you know, we're in a day and age that people, you know, things are always like on demand. I mean, you know, it's like, so I'm constantly listening to a podcast that's been pre-recorded, you know, and you can just listen to it, you know, and with this radio show, you know, going to the website and just, you know, watching a video from 2 weeks ago or, you know, on a subject you're interested in. So having that capability now, I think, is really great, because at your own convenience, you could listen to any of these things, which is,
if you paid attention to what Tom said, they're looking to open up Chelsea in the spring or summer.
Right.
And that's just his opinion, but I'm going to go along with it. I don't think we're back to normal for another 7, 8, 9 months, which is going to take us to...
No, and plus, don't forget, everyone, you know, outside of COVID, we're going to approach winter, which slows things down anyway. You know, so it's like, you know, that you adding that layer, you know, that's a time that things are kind of, you know, there's not that much happening, especially in the senior world, you know, on our end, because, you know, weather is an issue. So it's just, you know, and that's why it's so important, you know, to join these things and to do that. And well, like I said, there's just a lot going on.
Broadway is not going to open until next June.
Yeah.
And every time I hear things like that, and I understand it, but just think about the ripple effect of that on the economy. I mean, between local restaurants and tourists coming in and suppliers to the restaurants and people buying beer and wine and soda at the shows, and the people who work in the shows, the people who work backstage, who all the people that are impacted in that one little segment of the economy. Yeah. You know, it's tremendous. It's got to be billions of dollars just within that industry itself, as one example.
Well, that's why we just got to see, you know, and listen, I think it's so important, you know, I said in different ways, and listen, everyone's got their own comfortability, but I think whatever your thing is, something that you enjoy or support, you know, to be able to kind of do that in this current world, you know, whether it's ordering from your favorite local restaurant or whatnot. So,
you know, there's no question about it. I mean, the amount of places that are in trouble and will continue to get in trouble is very difficult. But actually, we're at our first break. And we were just doing a little catch up on Tom here. But nevertheless, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.